ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेमदेवहितैयदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्ठनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः अ वर्ड् अट्टर्ड् इस् अ कर्म एक्शन् इट् हेस् फलम् So you should not have any doubt in the result of oral activity. So prayer, when revealed, thought revealed, really is effective. The Shanti mantras must be really chanted with Shraddha. Prajnanam shupratanai sthiracharanikara vyapibharvyapyalokan स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्यलोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुं स्वपिति मधुरभुं मायया भोजयन्नः मायया भोजयन्नः माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्मयत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात् विधिजविषयान् यो विश्वात्मा विधिजविषयान् ಪ್ರಾಶ್ಯಭೋಗಾನ್ಸ್ಥವಿಷ್ಠಾನ್ ಪಶ್ಚಾಚಾನ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ವಮತಿ ವಿಭವಾನ್ ವಿಭವಾನ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಾಸ್ವೇನ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಾನ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಾಸ್ವೇನ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನೇತಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನೇತಾನ್ ಪುನರಪಿಶನೈ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮನಿಸ್ಥಾಪಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಾನ್ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣಃ ಪಾತ್ವಸೌ ನಸ್ತುರಿಯಃ ಸೌ ನಸ್ತುರಿಯಃ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣಃ ಅಸೌತುರಿಯಃ ನಃ ಪಾತು ಅಮನೀಭಾವಃ. When the attention of the mind is shifted from the anatma prapanchaha, when the thoughts in the mind do not dwell upon, when the mind does not dwell upon the objects of the world, when the thoughts have subject matter shastram as the content, when a person is dwelling upon the nature of reality as an inquiry into the nature of truth of the mind, as the inquiry is going on, one can see how the mind is atma. It is like seeing rupi snake is rope. What is the snake? No snake. Snake is rope. In the same way, the mind being non-separate from the Atma, non-separate from this abstract, formless reality consciousness, understood? Then, the object loses its status of being object. Then the mind loses its status of being the subject. This how subject is not there, object is not there. Subject-object duality is not there, difference is not there. Why? Mind is Atma. And mind caused, mind projected, world of duality is also Atma. But still appears, it's only mithya, it's only as though appearance. Then mind is made non-mind, universe is made non-universe. Is what is, there's no mind, it's called mind, no, being not the mind. Universe is not the mind, universe no. Only Atma, there's only Atma appearing in the form of duality. There's no real world of duality other than the Atma. This vision in which one sees the mind being not the mind, universe being not the universe, everything being Atma, is Amani Bhavaha. In the vision, you resolve Aham in the truth, I in the truth, you resolve the world also in the truth. This is Brahma Atma. Aham Brahma Atma. There's only Brahma Atma. This is why Ankara Nashaha, Mano Nashaha, nothing but what? Amani Bhavaha. That is Jnanam. So based on this vision, I said, the doubt comes. If this Brahmatma The Brahman, absolute reality of the whole cosmos, that without which universe cannot exist at all, without which there cannot be Jiva, there cannot be Jagat, there cannot be Ishwar, there cannot be anything. That truth of the universe, which is free from all limitations, free from limitless, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is implied by the term Brahma, has to be discovered, understood now, as one's own Swarupam. As the truth of oneself means, how can that Brahman be recognized? How can the Brahman be known? Because now the instrument of knowledge, the mind, we say all these times, mind is mithya, mind is not really there, the world is not, nothing is really there, only Atma is there, means how can, what is the means by which that Atma can be known? That is the possible doubt should arise here. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents this doubt, okay, and for which the answer is in the 33rd Karika, which we already started seeing. Remember? And then we saw the literal meaning already, that, and I said the verses, I did say actually this. And in that context I said, if Atma has to be known, there is no knower other than the Atma. If Atma is the only knower, who can know the Atma? Who can know the Atma? Atma alone has to know. So Atma knows itself being Atma with the help of Atma, by Atma. The pure consciousness knows itself being pure consciousness by, with the help of pure consciousness only. Because absolutely there is no second thing. Everything is only manifestation of Atma. And how? Isn't it? That is the where the answer is given. The no other means is required to know the Atma. Remember, this also I said in the class. Pramanam, the valid means of knowledge of any object, can be a valid means of knowledge only to know the objects other than the self. To have the knowledge of objects in the world, we need mind, we need a means of knowledge. There must be knower, there must be the means of knowledge, instrument of knowledge. There must be object also. Only then the Triputi Bheda must be there. Knower, known, knowledge. Is it? The Bheda, the difference must be there. Only then knowledge is possible. Once you negate all the differences, how can this Atma be known? What's the means? The answer here is, Atma being the absolute reality, ultimate truth of the only everything, Atma is the only reality which alone exists. Second thing is not there. That's why how can every pramanam used is also Atma. Therefore, no pramanam can be operated to know the Atma. Luckily, Shastam says Atma is ever evident, self-evident. This point also made last class. Because I stopped halfway, I'm just repeating again. Atma is self-evident. Atma is ever evident. How Atma is known? I am. How is the knowledge of the self is? This absolute reality, all pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, okay, is already self-evident. How self-evident? There is knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am in every mind. That is the first and the foremost of manifestations of knowledge. Highest of manifestations of knowledge. That is why even Hiranyagarbha, personification of looked whose aham is said to be Prathamajaha, first born. The first born Prathamajaha because aham, asmi, I am. This knowledge of self-existence is there in every mind. Okay, this knowledge remains unmanifest, knowledge becomes manifest. Knowledge becomes unmanifest, knowledge becomes manifest. Whenever the knowledge remains unmanifest, this knowledge of self-existence remains unmanifest, then the ignorance is total. Ignorance is total means what? There's no knowledge, there cannot be the knowledge of the existence of the world also. Isn't it? So I must be there as the knower for me to, for the world to be known. Therefore, I am is not there, this is also cannot be there. Therefore, this knowledge remains unmanifest. It is total ignorance. That total ignorance also is not, okay, ignorance being there also is not because of this, the knower. That knower, you are that knower. You are that knower. You are who that knower is. Who is that knower? Formless, abstract reality. The reality knows because of its nature of knowing. Therefore, there is no knower other than this reality. Therefore, that knower is there. This always knowledge is self-evident. Self is always there. I am. It's ever evident. When is it not there? Always is knowledge is there. Even in sleep, you are knowing you are there, not knowing that ignorance of your existence. In sleep, you are there knowing the ignorance of existence. In dream, you are there knowing that you are in, not knowing that you are in dream. In the waking, you are there knowing your existence. You're always there, never a time you are not there. So that this knowledge is self-evident. That's why I said, to know one's own existence, to know your existence in terms of, okay, I am, no one needs any pramanam. To the existence of the self, no pramanam is required, no sense organ is required, no effort is required, okay, no time is required, no place is required, and then nothing is required. Just to know you are, you do not require anything to know your existence. And here, that is when the question comes, if Atma is ever-evident and self-evident, self-revealing, self-effulgent, why should we have Shastram as the Pramanam? Why do we need it? The teacher's help also. Understand? The question comes, and again it is said, even Shastram cannot reveal the Atma. After all, what is Shastram? Shastram consists of mantras having words constituted of sentences consisting of words containing or formed of vowels and consonants. This is a mantra. But with certain intonations, with certain, there's a place of, no? The beautiful difference in Taittiriya Upanishad. What is a rig? What is sama? A mantra is nothing but, mantra consists of words, sentences. Sentences are formed of words. And the words are formed of vowels and consonants. Vowels and consonants, they have their own place of utterance, sthanam. Prayatna, effort is involved. And certain specific features of that particular mantra. With rig means particular feature. Sama means particular feature. The features. These mantras are always number of thoughts. Mantras are number of thoughts only, isn't it? So this is a mantra. So how can the words of the Shastram reveal the Atma? It only, all the Vedas are looked upon as Manomaya Atma. Samashti Shirinigarbeshara, only Manomayatma. How can Paramatma, absolute reality, Nirguna Brahma, Brahmatma cannot be revealed by Saguna Brahma? Isn't it? Therefore, even Veda Shastram, even though we revere Veda Shastram, but still Veda Shastram also cannot reveal Brahman. Veda Shastram itself has come from Ishvara. It cannot reveal Brahman, which has come from Brahma, isn't it? Therefore, yes, we agree with that. What is the problem? There's no problem. Veda Shastram does not reveal reality. Then if the Veda Shastram does not reveal reality, why should we study Veda Shastram then? Veda Shastram, the Vedanta Shastram helps us understand what is Atma is not. Why Veda Shastram has to reveal what Atma is not? Veda Shastram helps us understand what Atma is not because Atma is always there. Atma is always there, Atma is always self-evident, but still, Atma is always with inseparably Anatma. The world of duality in the form of what? Mind, intellect, memory. Okay? Then we have the physiological functions, the physical body, and external to the physical body, there's my God, the home of known, including one's body, mind, and complex, there's a world of plurality. It says, Atma, Chaitanyam is inseparably with Anatma Prapanchaha. But they are not two. They're mistaken to be two. They're mistaken to be dual. Isn't it? And this experience of duality can never be avoided. So experience of duality, what is experienced should not be mistaken to be the reality. But we do mistake. Therefore, here Shastram does not reveal the Atma. Shastram helps in distinguishing Atma, in showing Atma being distinct from Anatma. That's all Atma Shastram does. Which means there are this knowledge of self-existence obtaining in the form of see, this knowledge of self-existence obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am is beautiful knowledge. But with that expression I am, many attributes are added. So the ignorance of what I am is naturally there. And the ignorance being natural, beginningless, naturally what I am not is mistaken to be I am. This error happens. Error happens. So ignorance by itself is not a problem. But ignorance results in what? The erroneous self-perception. And the erroneous perception, no, results in what? Superimposition of attributes and limitations of anatma upon the atma. Again, anything other than the body is not mistaken to be the self. Isn't it? A jnani can say, all that is here is myself. An ajnani cannot say, okay, window is myself, door is myself. We can't say that. Then it's a madness. But here, it's a slight, thin, okay, difference, layer of difference here. But in ajnani, the body is mistaken to be the. Why? Because the essence is manifest in the mind. Mind has its limitation. How long mind can go? So long the essence is identified with that. So the essence is identified with the physical body. Then body is taken to be the self. The body is taken to be the self. Body's problems, body's limitations, body's attributes are superimposed upon I, the Atma. That's when I say, you know, we don't say I'm the body, but in our transactions, we often express these terms, what? I'm fat, I'm thin, I'm tall, I'm fair, I'm dark. isn't it? I'm sick, I'm healthy. These are all the attributes. I'm Indian, I'm African, no, I'm a Hindu, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim. So all this based on this identity with the body. Then I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. Means what? There are attributes of pranas. Identity is with the pranas. Attributes of pranas are superimposed upon I, the Atma. Then the expressions are what? I am is knowledge. I am hungry. I am thirsty is erroneous expressions of erroneous self-perception. These are notions. Erroneous notions. False self-image. Then sadness, grief, confusion, doubt, fear, anger, likes and dislikes, desires. What are they? They all constitute the mind. They are attributes of the mind. But what do we say? I am. We never say I am angry. We never say I am angry. I am hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm disturbed. I'm restless. When you say attributes of the mind are superimposed upon aham. Then knowledge, ignorance, they all belong to the intellect. Then identity is with intellect also. So I sense is placed all over. The body, in pranas, in mind, in intellect, all the anatma aspects, the material products which constitute the anatma aspect of the individual. And in all anatma aspects, I sense is very strongly rooted. I am ignorant. I know. Isn't it? I'm ignorant. I'm knowledgeable. I'm wise. I'm intelligent. I'm brilliant. I'm dull. All these expressions are what? All these are expressions of one's perception being erroneous. Superimposing the attributes of the intellect upon the self. I'm happy, I'm unhappy. Again, all attributes of the mind superimposed upon the Atma. So this is how not only the Anatma body, mind, sense complex is mistaken to be the self, not only erroneously perceived as the self. Unfortunately, the attributes and limitations also superimposed upon the self. And then we entertain very strong notions about the self. I am a mortal. I'm going to die. I was born. Isn't it? These notions are there. Very strong notions. And Shastram says, any notion one entertains about oneself is wrong notion. Just the notions. That's why the whole bondage is now. There's no real bondage. What can bind the Atma? No bondage. This bondage also is notion caused, erroneous notion caused bondage. Now, here, when we understand these things, when we begin to study the Shastram, initially, isn't it? When we try to anchor into the nature of the Atma, to discover what I am, that is when our spiritual journey really begins. And the spiritual journey begins means what? It is in the form of the study of the Shastram, being given to the disciplines of Shravanam, Mananam, etc. Initially, what is the thinking we have? I'm ignorant of the self. Of course, the truth also. There's a certain truth is there. I am, even there itself, Adhyasa begins. I'm ignorant of the self. Self is not ignorant. But still, already that itself is expression of erroneous notion. I'm ignorant of the self and I have to attain knowledge of the self. And I'm studying the Shastram in order to attain knowledge. Because Shastram is the Pramana Grantaha. This is how we begin. And I have Paradha Karma, I have Sanchita Karma. I'm exhausting with Paradha Karma. I have Sanchita Karma. I must have done a lot of Papam, Punyam, accumulated. So with all this understanding, we begin our Shastra study. So what Shastram says? Shastram helps us understand, just help us to see, these are all, this is anything known, experienced, is an object which is of the nature of inertness. It is not real. Anything experienced, known, is mithya, not real. Absolutely. Therefore, experience is also not real. Experiencer qualification is also not real. Experiencer knower qualification is not real. Experience is not real. Experienced world of duality, anything experienced is not real. Then what is real? The one and the only truth, which is the swarupam of the experiencer, without which there cannot be experience, and the presence of which alone lends existence for the experienced, that reality is implied by the term Atma. That reality alone is Satyam. Atma alone is Satyam. Once you understand, there is no Anatma at all. There is no Anatma Prapanchaha. There is no duality of Anatma Prapancha. Because Anatma is a seeming appearance of the only Atma. There is no real Anatma. Anatma is the name given to the seeming appearance of the Atma. Atma is not Anatma Prapancha. Anatma Prapancha is Atma only. Understand? This is what is going to be discussed here. Okay. I already said, we have seen the meaning of the verse Karika 33. We are going to see the Bhashyam part of it. Once we will read the shloka mantra, the Karika ones. Akalpakamajam jnanam, akalpakamajam jnanam, gyeya bhinnam prachakshate, gyeya bhinnam prachakshate, Brahma-gne-yamajam-nityam, ajena-jam-vibuddhyate. Sometimes Brahma-gneya also may be there. Is it Brahma-gneya or Brahma-gneya? Okay. Brahma-gneya only this thing the book has. Okay. Anyway, so here I already said all the words are really simple. There's no differentiation as Atma and Brahma, but we have to understand. Okay. Ajam, Nityam, Akalpakam, Jnanam, Gneya Abhinnam Prachakshate. So the people who have the clear, doubt-free vision of the reality, they say, what they say? This divisionless, unborn, timeless consciousness implied by the term Atma is non-different from the absolute reality which is to be known as Brahma, which is to be known, which is meant by the word Brahma. What does it mean now? What does it be known? Non-different from, non-separate from Brahma. So what is to be known, the absolute reality of the whole universe, which is implied by the term Brahman in terms of its nature of limitlessness, that is non-different from the Atma. What does it mean? Atma and Brahman are one and the same. Therefore, knowing Brahman is knowing one's own self. That is also revealed by the first sentence. Brahmagne yam ajam nityam ajena ajam vibuddhyate. So again, ajena ajam vibuddhyate. Unborn consciousness knows the unborn consciousness with the help of unborn consciousness. That is the meaning there. And where does it know? The self knows itself, being self by itself, as one's own self. So Brahmagne. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the Karika. Let us see the Bhashyam now. That has just started and I have to end the class that day. Okay. Akalpakam. Akalpakam is the word given there. That I told you five words are used by Gaudapada Acharya as the words revealing the nature of the Atma, nature of the reality. Akalpakam. I said akalpakam is equal to nirvikalpam, which means sarva kalpana varjitam. Akalpakam is equal to sarva kalpana varjitam. Sarva kalpana varjitam means what? The reality is that which is devoid of, free from all projected, imagined, divisions.
Page 442 in English.
Sarva kalpana varjitam. Because free from all divisions. Ataha. Therefore what? Atayeva ajam. That is why unborn. It is free from all divisions. No division. Divisionlessness means what? This is here the point comes. So reality is of the nature of divisionlessness. That is what is implied by the term akalpakam. So divisionlessness implies all pervasiveness. All pervasiveness implies what? Timelessness also. Timelessness implies what? Beginninglessness. Therefore what? It cannot have a birth. That's why unborn, birthless. Ataha eva ajam. Then jnanam. Now when the jnanam comes, Shankara stops. Jnapti matram. Why he used the word jnapti matram? See, the word jnanam literally means knowledge. If he simply says jnanam is equal to jnanam, there's a possibility of mistaking it for what? Any knowledge rises in the mind of any object. It can be a manifest knowledge. Jnanam should not be mistaken for the manifest knowledge obtaining of a thought, the consciousness associated with the thought, material thought, which is jnanam, which is of an object. Isn't it? It is not that jnanam. It's not vritti jnanam. It's not manifest knowledge. What is it then? Jnapti matram. The matram in mere conscious, mere knowledge. Mere knowledge means pure consciousness not associated with the thought. It's because any cognition, knowledge is what? Consciousness with the thought is what? We say vritti jnanam. Vritti comes and goes, consciousness is always there. So here, no, pure consciousness unassociated with the thought is jnapti matram, pure consciousness, pure awareness. What is pure consciousness? You have to go back to your deep sleep state experience And see, that which is there formlessly, indivisibly, in subtly, not knowing, it is the knower, isn't it? Is there knowing the, just knowing by mere presence, knowing the total ignorance, that which is there. Just to understand, this is how consciousness is. You can't talk about it, that's why you cannot talk about it. Yeah. Here he says, Jnapti Matram. Jnaptihi is a feminine gender word for Jnan. Jnanam means knowledge. Jnaptihi also means knowledge only. But what is the difference? Jnaptihi is a feminine gender word. Jnanam is a neutral gender word. Both words means Jnanam, knowledge only. But he adds the word Matram. Jnapti Matram means only, pure consciousness only. Which is Swarupam, Jnana Swarupam, not Vritti Jnanam. What is this Jnapti? Pure consciousness is implied by the term Atma. Okay, the pure consciousness implied by the term Atma, which is free from all divisions. What are the divisions? You can say all the divisions, which from all differences, which is free from knower, no knowledge, superimposed divisions. That's why kalpana, sarva kalpana rahitam, sarva kalpana varjitam, atayeva ajam, jnanam, gyapti matram, this atma, why it is Atma? All pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence in every being implied by the term Atma is Jnayena Abhinnam. Paramartha Sata Brahmana Abhinnam. This reality is non-separate from the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma, which is to be known. Jnayena Paramartha Sata Brahmana Abhinnam. So what he says now, already what has been taught, he is bringing back to our understanding. How every jiva, we say, is what? Jiva is a name given to, isn't it? Given to the consciousness only, seemingly enclosed in every individual body, mind, and complex. All it is explained. Now he says what now? Jnayena, Jnayena Paramartha Sata Brahmana Abhinnam. So this consciousness obtaining in every individual as innermost essence is non-different from the reality implied by the term Brahma, which is to be known, isn't it? Which is to be known, and which is said to be what? Absolute reality. Which means there is no absolute reality other than consciousness. What is absolutely realized is consciousness only. Paramartha Sat is absolute reality. The ultimate truth is consciousness only. So this is a Mahavakyam. Jnayena Paramartha Sata Brahmana Abhinnam. Jnanam Jnapti Matram. Jnayena Paramartha Sata Brahmana Abhinnam means what? This Mahavakyam. So the reality obtaining in him of consciousness as innermost essence in every individual is non-separate from the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. One and the same. Isn't it? One and the same. Brahmana Abhinnam Prachakshate. Prachakshate means what? Kathayanti. Prachakshate is not a very well-known verb. Prachakshate is a plural verb. How do you know? Kathayanti means they state, they declare, they say. Who say this? Not any Tom, Dick, Harry. Here Brahma Vidaha, the knowers of Brahman reveal this fact, declare this fact, which means reality, absolute reality is one and the same. If the knower is also Brahma, what is to be known is also Brahma. That is the meaning. And having said that, he gives a beautiful quote. I always love this quote. It is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. What is it said here? Nahi vijnatuhu vijnatehe viparilopaha vidyate. Vijnatuhu vijnatehe viparilopaha nahi vidyate. See, vijnata means knower. Vijnata is knower. And vijnatuhu means the positive case of the knowers, of the knower. Vijnata, knower. Vijnatihi means consciousness. Vijnaptihi means consciousness. Vijnatihi also means consciousness. Vijnatuhu vijnatihi means consciousness obtaining as the swarupam of the knower. Consciousness obtaining as a swarupam of the knower. The knower's consciousness means what? Knower is consciousness. If we say illuminator's light means what? It's the illuminator's light, isn't it? Illuminator's light means the truth of the illuminator. Vijnatuhu vijnatihi means the consciousness obtaining as the truth, the swarup of the knower, has no end. Viparilopaha nasti, does not have an end. Does not have any destruction, does not have an end. Which means, see, if we say the illuminator is light, when you say two different words, the illuminator is resolved in what? The light. Because illuminator and light are two words, but they are not two. That without light, there cannot be illuminator. Without being an illuminator, light can be. Therefore, light is the truth of the illuminator. Why? Exist, that which lends existence is the truth. What is truth? Reality or the truth is that which lends existence. Now what is that which lends existence for this illuminator? Is the light. In the same way, so vijnatuhu vijnatehe viprilopaha na vidyate. There is no change, there is no end, there is no destruction of the consciousness, the very truth of the knower. Because knower is consciousness. Knower and consciousness are one and the same. Like what? Agni Ushnavat. Because consciousness is the very swarupam, intrinsic, inseparable nature of the knower. Truth of the knower. Like what? Like Agni Ushnavat. This is heat and fire are inseparable. Heat is the inseparable, intrinsic nature of the fire. So also, consciousness is the intrinsic, inseparable truth, the content, the nature of the knower. And fire and heat are not two. We use two words, they're not two. In the same way, consciousness and knower are not two. Okay. Therefore, what? The known is Brahma. Brahman is also consciousness. The knower, Atma, is also consciousness. Understand? Now he quotes another quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Vijnanam Anandam Brahma. Vijnanam Anandam Brahma. What is Brahma? Vijnanam Anandam. The pure knowledge which is of the nature of fullness, of happiness, is Brahma. Another quote from Taittiriya Upanishad, most popular quote, Satyam Jnan, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. We cannot chant, say this without swaras, okay? Satyam, the existence, Jnanam, consciousness, the consciousness, existence, the reality, which is ever of the nature of limitlessness, is Anantam. And this reality, consciousness, existence, ever the nature of limitlessness is implied by the term Brahma. Therefore what? Brahman and Atma are one and the same. Which means, that which wants to know Brahman is Atma, we say temporarily. Atma wants to know itself, as it were. The consciousness does not have any desire to know. Okay. It seems now. For our understanding, if I had to say. Tasyaiva viseshanam brahma jneyam. Now next sentence, Shankara Bhagavatpada says beautifully. Tasya eva viseshanam brahma jneyam. This, the jneyam brahma, the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman, which is to be known, actually, is description, the adjective, description of that very Atma. Is another name of Atma, another word for Atma. So Atma alone is implied by another term, Brahma. So Brahman is implied by the term, another term, Atma. The two different words implying the one and the same reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness, in terms of its nature of its limitlessness. The word Brahma implies reality in terms of its nature of incomparable bigness, in terms of limitlessness. The word Atma implies reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness, all inclusiveness. Okay. So tasya eva viseshanam brahma jneyam yasya swasya tadidam brahma jneyam. So Brahman is another word describing the reality implied with the term Atma. Aushdasya eva agnivat abhinnam. Again he wants, you know, what is the best word you can say? He tries, okay? Aushdasya eva agnivat abhinnam. How inseparable are, this exam is used in two ways. Reality, abstract, formless reality, and being conscious, okay, are inseparable like the fire and the heat. Atma and Brahman also are inseparable. Atma and Brahman is the reality obtaining in an individual, the reality obtaining as a truth of the whole, Brahma, are what? Inseparable like Agni Ushnavati, like the fire and the heat. Means they're one. That is the idea. Tena Atma Swarupena Ajena Jnanena. So Tena Atma Swarupena Ajena, by this unborn reality Atma, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, Ajam Jnayam Atma Tattvam Swayameva Vibuddhyate. So Atma is unborn consciousness. By itself, the unborn consciousness knows the unborn consciousness, implies the term Brahma. At Atma Tattvam Swayam Eva Vibuddhyate means avagachati. Knowing is not an action. Isn't it? How? Through the words of the Shastram. Because when you have to see your eyes, the eyes can see the whole world. When they have to see themselves, they need the mirror. Okay? I mean, even the mirror is placed in front of you, poor mirror cannot make you see your eyes. Isn't it? Your eyes alone have to see themselves with the help of the mirror through the reflection. In the same way, Shastra's words only reflect your Swarupam. Reflect your Swarupam. How? By making you see what you are not. So you are the knower. If at all there is knower, the one and the one and the only knower is consciousness. Is consciousness the knower? No. Consciousness is free from all act, is of the nature of actionlessness. Consciousness is not involved in any process of knowing. Is not the know, consciousness is not the knower from the standpoint of consciousness. Then how everything becomes known here then? Of course there is an over consciousness. So everything becomes known. Understand? So, Atma knows itself. Atma knowing itself means what? Not that knowing itself, I am Atma. I know I am Atma. No. When the Shastram, with the help of the Shastram, we are helped to see how the knower is distinct, but not, why I said not distant, not distant, not, why I'm saying not distant? Because you have to see the non-separateness. You have to appreciate this fact of everything being Atma. Body is Atma. Pranas are Atma. Mind is Atma. Intellect is Atma. Okay? Ignorance is Atma. It's the power of reality. Power is Atma. Knowing power is Atma. Everything is Atma here. Atma is not anything. That's why distinct but not distant. Being not distant, non-separate. Being non-separate, the Atma alone lends existence to everything that is here. Understand? Therefore, what is important here is, when Atvatam Swayameva Buddhyate means, please, this is the important lesson. When the Shastra's words are unfolded by the teacher, when you are you are seeing the fact of the knower, you are the knower and you the knower are distinct from the known but not distant. Distinct from the known, when you see, everything becomes negated as what? Known, known. Body is known. Panas are known. Mind is known. Emotions are known. Intellect is known. Knowledge is known. Even ignorance, total ignorance is known. Everything is negated as known, known, known. What cannot be negated as the known? Abadhitam. What cannot be negated at all as the known is what? The knower. The knower of ignorance, total ignorance, is the only knower of everything. That knower, isn't this, is distinct but not distant from anything. That knower is pure consciousness, implied with the term Atma or Brahma. When everything is negated, what cannot be negated is what? I am. That I am remains. All attributes go. I am the body. I am fat. I am thin. I am sick. I am hungry. I am thirsty. I am sad. I am upset. I am ignorant. I am knowledgeable. I am wise. I am intelligent. all the attributes, okay, maybe single words or long sentences, anything added to I am becomes negated as mithya. What can be? I am alone remains. Attributes added to the word I am get removed, deleted. Not physically, not experientially, but cognitively, intellectually. Physically don't remove the body. Physically don't remove the anything. Even experientially you cannot remove. You're still experiencing the body. As, isn't it? In spite of experience being there, cognitively, intellectually, you see the knower being distinct from the known body, mind, and complex. At the same time, being non-distant also. And that consciousness is, you say, then you don't say, I know Brahma. You say what? I am consciousness. When Shastram helps you to see the difference between, distinction between Atma and Anatma, this you claim, you take ownership of yourself as being Brahma. This claiming, taking ownership of the pure consciousness as one's own self is what? Aham Brahma Asmi. This is jnanam. So you do not attain jnanam. You see yourself being the source of jnanam. You can say attain also, but still you don't attain Brahma. You just claim. Shastram enables you, helps you take ownership of your nature, which is already there. You are already free. You are already consciousness. You are never bound. The bondage was the notion, isn't it? So that has been removed. Understand? Therefore, he says, Jnanena ajam jnayam atmatattvam swayameva vibuddhyate. Swayameva. Who can reveal you what you are? You understand? You recognize your nature, yourself. Avagachati. And he says, Nitya prakasha swarupaha iva savita. How savita? Savita means savitru shabdaha. Savita means sun. Suryaha, the sun, is ever of the nature of light. Nitya prakasha swarupaha. Sun never becomes dark. It's not dark sun. Okay, we get our universe, world becomes dark. Sun is ever of the nature of all illumining light. Similarly, nitya vijnana eka rasa ghanatvat. Nitya vijnana eka rasa ghanatvat. What is Atma? What is Brahma? What is the reality? What is the truth here? What is you? What is that you? What are you? Nitya vijnana eka rasa ghanatvat. Nitya vijnanaika rasaha. Nitya vijnanaika rasaghanaha. Atma. I repeat again. Nitya vijnanaika rasaghanaha. The rasaghana is, you know, the pure, abstract, formless, only consciousness. Nitya vijnana eka rasa ghanaha. Nitya vijnana eka rasa ghanaha is the reality implied by the term Atma. The words Atma and Brahma actually mean what? Nitya vijnana eka rasa ghanaha. The one and the only pure consciousness without any differences and divisions. Therefore, Nitya Vijnanaikarasa Ghanatvat, as Atma is ever of nature of pure, only pure consciousness, without any divisions and differences. Jnanantaram na apekshate. There is no other means of knowledge required for knowing the Atma. Which torchlight, tube light, or any other light should you bring to see whether sun is there or not? If you try to bring, then we are tube lights, isn't it? So no other light needs to be brought to see whether sun is there or not. No other light needs any other light. Any light is always self-luminous. Atma is also self-luminous. Swayam prakashakaha, swayam jyotihi. And there is no other jyoti which can light this Atma. That is why paranjyotihi, mahajyotihi. Mahajyotihi, paranjyotihi, swayam jyotihi is Atma. In fact, jnanantaram na apekshate. Does not require another means of knowledge to reveal the Atma. Being self-evident, and the Shastram helps in negating in seeing the fact of what Atma is not, and what is not negatable can be claimed, taken ownership of as one's own self. Isn't it? Oh, I am Atma. Aham Brahmasmi. Who knows? Aham Brahmasmi. That knowing is possible because of consciousness. Therefore, we say the knower of... Even then, consciousness does not know it is Brahma. But the knower of consciousness is consciousness. The knower is consciousness. It's an important lesson. Please make a note. Consciousness does not know. Is not the knower. The self being Brahma. But the knower of Brahman is consciousness. Knower of consciousness is consciousness. Therefore, consciousness in the name of a knower knows consciousness. It's not knowing is what? Taking ownership of one's own self being Brahma. Is it clear? I think I made it clear. Have I? Okay. If you have not made it very clear, then I have to redo it. I cannot go ahead. I'll make you feel bored. Atma satya anubodhena sankalpam akurvat bahya vishya abhave. No, he comes back to the... Okay, which is the 33rd verse, Karika is over. Now, Shankara Bhagavad is going to introduce the 34th Karika. Now the question is going to be based on what has been already understood. So the following Karika presents the... In following two karikas, 34 and 35, in both these karikas, Gaudapada Acharya presents the answer for the question assumed by Shankara Bhagavatpada and expressed in his commentary. Atma satya anubodhena sankalpam akurvat. Bahya Vishya Abhave Nirindana Agnivat Prashantam Nigrihitam Niruddham Manaha Bhavati Iti Uktam. See, the one sentence Shankara Bhagavatpada again restates Amani Bhavaha. Okay? He says, Manaha niruddham bhavati. Manaha nigrihitam bhavati. Niruddham means obstructed. But why we prefer here? Mind becomes absolutely mastered. Mind becomes absolutely disciplined. What is that mind which is absolutely disciplined and mastered? The mind which is made a non-mind, dissolved in Atma, is the absolutely mastered, disciplined mind. Okay? There's no possibility of mind managing you anymore in jnanam. So, nigrihitam niruddham manaha is what? Prashantam manaha. Absolutely peaceful mind. Prashantam manaha. Nigrihitam manaha. Niruddham manaha. The absolutely mastered, disciplined, peaceful mind is the mind which is made a non-mind. Okay? Why? Because the mind now is like what? Nirindana Agnivat. The mind is like what now? Like the fire without a fuel. The mind is like the fire without a fuel. It cannot burn anything anymore. It cannot think of any object. That mind. So absolutely mastered, disciplined, peaceful mind is the mind which is like a fire without a fuel. Nirindhana Agnivat. Nirindhana Agnihi means what? Fire without fuel. When the mind becomes like the Nirindhana Agnihi, when does the mind become like the fire without a fuel? It is Bahya Vishaya Abhave. When there is no external, the objects of the world for it to dwell upon. What happened to the world? World still exists. The same world exists for Ajnani, like an Ajna for Ajnani. Only difference is what? The Jnani sees the whole world being non-separate from Brahma. The known world is non-separate from Brahma. Means there's no object. There's no object. Isn't it? That's why when a person has his clear vision of the object being non-separate from Brahma, it is not an object. So, Bahya Vishaya Abhave, it is then, what happens? Sankalpam Akurvati. The mind is not dwelling upon the objects. Sankalpam Akurvati, isn't it? When the mind is not dwelling upon the external world of objects, because when the object world of objects is being not there as objects, world is there, but not as an object. Not as an object. When the mind becomes like the fire without a fuel, it is then mind is what? How is it possible for the mind to not dwell upon objects? Because Atma Satya Anubodhena, very important. Atma Satya Anubodha is there. So, the clear, doubt-free vision of the truth obtaining as one's own self, when it happens, okay, the truth which is in conformity with the Shastra teaching obtained from the teacher. So, Atma Satya Anubodhena. So, in the wake of the knowledge of one's own self being the reality, Atma, which a person understands from the standpoint, with the help of the Shastra and the teacher, in the vision of the Atma, the mind, when the mind itself is resolved as Atma, the mind is mind being non-separate from Atma is understood, then the knower status goes for the mind and the world loses status of being the object. Knower is resolved, the known also is resolved, then there is no duality. In spite of experience, the duality, cognitive, experientially duality is there. Physically duality is not removed, but still cognitively duality becomes negated, falsified as non-real mithya. Is it clear? This is what is what? Amani bhavaha. Isn't it? So, manaha bhavati iti uktam. Now he's saying, why should we struggle so much? Studying shastram, going through shravanam, mananam, and living a karma yoga, make discipline the mind, preparing the mind for this, all these things. Fall asleep, sukham. Just to this, you know, why can fall asleep? Yes. Day after day, sleep. Week after week, sleep. Month after month, sleep. Year after year, sleep. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Don't get up even for eating and drinking. Is it possible? No. Paradha karma will not allow you to sleep. You'll be disturbed, isn't it? But the Purapaksha's doubt is what he says. Even in deep sleep state, there is Advaita Anubhavaha. The non-dual experience is there in deep sleep state. Non-dual vision is not there. Non-dual experience is there. Then also sukham, at least for a few hours. The mind is non-functional. Mind remains in dormant, latent, in subtlest, much subtler form. Then duality is not there. This is sukham. The jnani, in jnanam also what happens? Duality is not there. Therefore, evam cha manasaha hi amani bhave dvaita bhavaha cha uktaha. So, in this manner, manasaha amani bhave, when the mind is mind, the mind ceases to exist, when the mind is made a non-mind, there is absence of duality. So, absence of duality means what? Duality does not become absent physically. The duality becomes, being as though, becomes very clear. It is like what? You're seeing the water, you see the wave also. You see the wave-wave duality. You see the plurality of the waves. You see the wave-ocean duality. Still, in the light of knowledge of the water being the truth, you can also see they are not really there. If you see the water, there's no real wave. There's no real ocean. You see only the wave and ocean, they really there. In the same way, seeing this consciousness as the only source of knowledge and existence, the presence of which everything shines, you can see everything is as though. Isn't it? Therefore he says, manasaha hi amani bhave dvaita abhavaha cha ityuktaha. He says, tasya evam, yes. So what now? Based on his understanding, now the Gaudapada Acharya says in his 34th Karika, we must be very careful, we must make note of the difference between the mental condition, the function, the behavior of the mind of a jnani. The mental condition, the behavior of the mind of a person who is asleep. So, behavior, the condition, the function of the mind in deep sleep state. And the behavior, the condition, okay, the mind with knowledge. This difference must be understood. Means they must be observed. We must make note of the difference. Because It is very easy for us to sleep. Why work very hard? Go on. I need to forget myself. I can have the sukham. If I forget myself, duality disappears for me. Isn't it? That's why people go for all sedative things. People prefer all these things. No? Have one or two bottles and then just forget yourself. No. So therefore, even if he's going to tell us here, nigrihitasya manasaha, nigrihitasya manasaha, nirvikalpasya dhimataha, nirvikalpasya dhimataha, pracharasatu vigneyaha, pracharasatu vigneyaha, sushuptenyona tatsamaha, sushuptenyona tatsamaha, nigrihitasya manasaha, nigrihitasya manasaha, nirvikalpasya dhimataha, nirvikalpasya dhimataha, pracharasatu vigneyaha, pracharasatu vigneyaha, sushuptenyona tatsamaha, sushuptenyona tatsamaha. Here, Gaudapacharya uses the term pracharaha. See, pracharaha literally means spreading, popularizing, isn't it? But here, pracharaha means function. Function. Pracharaha means a condition. Pracharaha means behavior. He says, behavior of manasaha pracharaha. Manasaha pracharaha means behavior of the mind, the condition of the mind, the function of the mind. Mind of two different, conditions. What are they? Nigrihitasya manasaha pracharaha. Nigrihitam manaha means the well-disciplined mind. The disciplined mind is mind which is of the, which is with the knowledge. Dhimat manaha. Dhimat manaha means the mind with the knowledge. Okay. Enlightened mind, they can say, but I prefer the word enlightenment doesn't. Mind with the knowledge. The mind with vision of the truth, mind with the vision of the truth of itself is dhimat manaha. Nirvikalpam manaha. Nirvikalpam, the mind with the vision of the truth, thereby which is disciplined because of the vision of the truth, absolutely mastered, that mind also what a wish does not see any more divisions. Because the vision of the truth being there, in the mind having the vision which does not see divisions, nor known knowledge divisions or differences anymore. That means nirvikalpam manaha. See, nirvikalpam manaha, dhimat manaha, nigrihitam manaha. See, the mind with the knowledge is beautifully presented as nigrihitam manaha. Nirvikalpam manaha, dhimat manaha. The mind with the knowledge of the truth, vision of the truth, thereby which is free, which does not see divisions anymore. Okay. And that mind which is absolutely mastered, disciplined, that mind, which is the, so pracharaha of that mind, the function, the behavior of that mind, the condition of that mind, which mind? Nigrihitasya, nirvikalpasya, dhimataha, manasaha, pracharaha, vigneyaha. It is the nature, the function, the condition of the mind which has the clear vision, thereby which does not see anymore the divisions and dualities, and thereby which is absolutely mastered. Okay? That mind's function must be, we must make note of that function of that mind. That mind must be noted, noticed, observed, known. Okay. Then, sushupte anyaha vichpracharaha. The fire is the function, the behavior of the mind in deep sleep state. Sushupte, the function, the behavior of the mind in deep sleep state should be also understood, which means tat na tat samaha. It is not similar to that. So the enlightened mind, the mind with the vision of the truth, which is absolutely disciplined, which does not see anymore the dualities, is not, okay, the same like the mind in sleep. Not the function of the mind in sleep. The functions, the behavior, the conditions of the minds differ. Understand? For it must be known. So he says, nigrihitasya niruddhasya manasaha nirvikalpasya. So nigrihita means what? Niruddham. Niruddham means what? Disciplined mind. Absolutely disciplined mind. Peaceful mind. Manasaha nirvikalpasya. Again in this mind, sarva vikalpana, sarva kalpana varjitasya. The mind does not see anymore the divisions. Dhimataha means vivekavataha. The mind which has the discriminative knowledge of what is real, what is not real, what is as though. Satyam mithya vivekavatmanaha is then mind which sees what is atma, what is kindit, what is atma and what atma is not. The mind which has the discriminate understanding of what is real and what is not real, that mind's prachar, the function of that mind, what is there, that function, visheshena jnyaha, that mental condition of the wise person, the mind with the knowledge, the condition of the mind with the knowledge should be specifically noted, observed and understood by yogi bihi, by people who are aspiring for knowledge, therefore who are given to the pursuit of jnanam. Who are the yogis here? Karma yogi, jnana yogi means you are already a spiritual aspirant. Spiritual aspirant means what? One who is given to the practice of certain discipline in order to prepare oneself ultimately for the attainment of jnanam. When you say yogi, whether you are a karma yogi or a jnana yogi, what was the discipline you are practicing? The common factor is what? Spiritual aspirant. Jignyasu bhaktaha. The one who is living one's life purposefully for making this life meaningful and complete, ultimately by knowing the truth. Isn't it? Such a person is a yogi. By all spiritual aspirants, specifically, this must be observed and understood. What? The condition of the function, the behavior of the mind with the knowledge. He says this. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents the doubt. Purupakshi comes. Sarva pratnanu. Nanu means what? Always the question is in a tag, okay? Sarva pratyaya abhave. sarva pratyaya abhave. Very interesting. Yadrushaha suptaha suptasya sushuptasya, sorry, sushuptasya manasaha pracharaha tadrushaha eva niruddhasyapi pratyaya abhava viseshate kim tatra vijnayam. He's asking, what the big deal about it? In the mind with the knowledge also, in the mind with the knowledge also, which is a disciplined mind also, there is what? Sarva kalpana, he said, there also, sushuptasya manasaha, sarva pratyaya abhavaha, there is absence of cognitions. There is absence of all cognitions. Absence of all thoughts. Sarva pratyaya abhavaha. Sarva pratyaya abhava means what? Absence of all cognitions, all thoughts, all perceptions. Where? Sushuptasya manasi. In the mind which is asleep. The sleeping mind, there is absence of all thoughts. I'm going to explain this later on. Okay? Absence of all thoughts means the whole samsara you have to say. Entity of duality. Sarva pratyaya abhavaha. The absence of all thoughts, all cognitions, all perceptions, all tendencies, everything is temporarily resolved in the mind which is asleep. Similarly, the same is the condition of the disciplined mind. What's the big deal? He's asking. Tadrushaha eva niruddhasyapi pratyaya abhava visesha. Viseshat. So, in the mind of a wise person also, or you can say the mind with the knowledge also, just as the sleeping mind, the mind which is asleep, there is absence of divisions, absence of duality, absence of all thoughts. In the same way, in the mind with the knowledge also, there is absence of cognitions and thoughts. I mean, duality is not there in the vision of an ajnani, the mind with the knowledge. There's not duality in the sleeping mind also. Viseshat kimasti, what is there especially to be noted? There's no duality in the mind with knowledge. There's no perception of duality in the sleeping mind. Viseshat kim, what is there? Viseshat kim tatra vijnayam, what is there to be known specifically and specially? What is there to be known? Absence of duality is a common thing. Absence of duality is a common thing in the mind of a jnana, in the mind with knowledge, in the mind with the mind which is asleep. Is it clear now? Therefore, what is there to be known specifically and specially? Viseshat kim jnayam asti. Okay. Answer. I think I want to say one word, Swamiji. Naivam. One word. Naivam. No, no, no. Shankaracharya, no, he comes with the answer. No. Naivam. No, not at all. Don't say that. Isn't it? The duality, absence of duality in sleeping mind is different from the absence of duality in the mind with the knowledge, with the vision. What is the difference? We'll see tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.